Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we talk about the cutting edge of science, science that influences your life, science that changes your view of the universe. And today I'm proud to announce that this week, my new book is hitting the bookstores. My new book, the latest one, is called Quantum Supremacy: How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. In other words, we're talking about a new stage in the evolution of computation. Some people say that this is the third and final stage in the evolution of computers. Just like the way computers changed the world economy over the last 50 years, we're now experiencing the predecessor of the next big leap. And what happens to Silicon Valley? Well, Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. So that's the name of my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy. And currently, I'm on a book tour traveling around the country. I was in San Francisco a few days ago, and I was very gratified to find that at the RSA conference, which is one of the main conferences concerning IT and cybersecurity, that I was able to sign, get this, 250 books. It took almost 2 hours. 2 hours sitting in a chair with a pen, scribbling my name on all these books. So it generated a lot of interest because this could be the next big thing. The thing that everyone's been waiting for. The thing that will replace the computer as we know it. You know, there's a race going on to see who's going to dominate the next era in computation. Think about it for a moment. The world economy hinges on digital computers. The wealth of nations is tied to digital computers. And now, digital computers are beginning to run their course. A new computer may emerge called quantum computers. Quantum computers, which are perhaps a million times more powerful than an ordinary computer. So the book is called Quantum Supremacy, hitting the bookstores this week. And first of all, why the name? Why the name Quantum Supremacy? Well, it turns out that years ago, about over a decade ago, the world's record for a quantum calculation was, get this, 3 times 5 is 15. Now you may ask yourself, what? All the hullabaloo around something that can compute 3 times 5 is 15. Even school children know that. Well, put it this way. That computation was done on atoms. Atoms. Think about it. A computation 3 times 5 is 15 was done on atoms. Well, 2 years ago, 2 supercomputers, one in China and one in the United States, complements of Google, beat the world's fastest digital computer by a factor of millions. So for a very specific task, quantum computers have now shown their superiority over digital computers. Now the next step is to make quantum computers that are general purpose, that can handle any problem, not just specialized problems. We're not there yet. That may take another 10, 15 years. We don't know for sure. But anyway, that's what quantum supremacy is. 2 years ago, 2 supercomputers, one in China and one in the United States, were able to beat a digital computer by a factor of several million times. That put to rest all the naysayers who said, what? Compute on atoms? That's the smallest thing there is. How can you compute on that when there's so many vibrations? There's so much noise in the environment. Well, Let's face it, that is a problem. So some people say, well, if quantum supremacy has now been passed, then when can I get my quantum computer? Well, there's a problem. There's always a problem that we'll talk about in depth, and that is noise. You see, we're computing on atoms now. Think about that, the smallest unit. This is the ultimate computer. The ultimate computer is how we do computations on a quantum computer. And as a consequence, somebody sneezes in the other room, somebody burps, the vibrations are enough to offset the calculation being done. So in other words, we have to cool the system down to near absolute zero, where everything, even thermal motions, are eliminated. That's really hard. But, well, we do it. We bathe it in liquid helium, for example, bring the temperature down to near absolute zero when there are no vibrations, and then we do the calculation. Like I said, it's a horse race now. Think about it. The bell rang, the horses are out of the gate. Two horses are leading the pack right now. One, China. Two, IBM. So there are two horses that are leading the pack, but very close to those horses are Google, Microsoft, Honeywell. So we're talking about a competition among some of the biggest names in Silicon Valley. They realize that if they miss the boat on this one, Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. Now, why is that? Every Christmas, we assume that your toys, your computerized toys, are twice as powerful as the previous Christmas. In fact, that's why you buy them. You buy them knowing that, wow, the latest generation of computers is spectacular, double the potential of last year's model. Well, that's Moore's Law. Moore's Law is now flattening out. You can see it now in the data. Computers are not twice as powerful as they were the previous Christmas. Now, think about that for a moment. One day, if Moore's Law totally flattens out, so computers are always the same, would you buy an upgrade? Would you buy a new computer knowing that it's identical in power to last year's model? Would you? Probably not. But the world economy rests on computers. Everybody knows that. The biggest computer companies are dominate Wall Street, not to mention the billionaires that are overflowing from Silicon Valley. All of that tied to the economy. So think about that. What would happen in a world where computer power never doubles in power but always remains flat? You're talking about a collapse of the economy. Well, that's what we fear. That's one reason why so many people are working on quantum computers, because of the fact that Moore's Law will flatten out. There could be mass unemployment, lots of layoffs, if we don't find a replacement for the digital computer. So then the next question is, how do you do it? How do you do a calculation on an atom? You can't even see an atom. You can't touch an atom. So how can you do a computation on an atom? Well, let's take an atom and notice that it is spinning, and put it in a magnetic field. It can spin up, it can spin down. So there are two modes that an atom can spin, up or down, in a strong magnetic field. You got that? So that could be like, for example, 0 and 1. That's binary. So you can do calculations on atoms in principle with binary, where spin up is 1, spin down is 0. You can do calculations. You can add and subtract. Now, let's say that you increase the power of the atom so that it can wobble in any angle, not just up, not just down, but any angle, sideways, lopsided, wobbling. Think about that. How many modes are there? Infinite number of modes. So quantum computers are infinitely more powerful than a digital computer. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we're going to ask the next question, what is it good for? What's in it for me? How is it going to affect my life when quantum computers dominate the economy? Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The book, my latest book, is called Quantum Supremacy. Stay tuned now for the next segment of Science Fantastic. fantastic.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about the fact that this week hitting the bookstores this week is my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy. It's about the time when quantum computers will change the world. The economy, medicine, space travel, basic science, you name it. Quantum computers will dominate everything. So find out about what all the fuss is about by getting a copy of my latest book called Quantum Supremacy. Supremacy means the time when a quantum computer can beat the fastest digital computer. We have passed that point. For certain specific tasks, we now have two quantum computers, one in China and one in the United States, that were able to surpass by a factor of millions the power of the greatest super digital computer in China and in the United States. Think about that for a moment. The economy, medicine, space travel, transportation, Wall Street, all of that could be affected, including your job. So find out about what all the fuss is about by getting a copy of the book, Quantum Supremacy. So now let's ask the next question. So what? What's in it for numero uno? What's in it for me? I mean, is it going to feed the world? Is it going to energize the planet? Well, yeah. Let's talk about this one by one. First of all, feeding the world. The world is fed basically by two mechanisms. One, of course, is photosynthesis, which takes power from the sun, combines with carbon dioxide, and bingo, you can get sugar and oxygen. That's what makes life run on the planet Earth. Second, it has to be fertilized. And you have to take nitrogen from the air, create fertilizer, create what are called different chemicals like ammonia, and then that becomes fertilizer to fertilize the plant life on the planet Earth. Well, it turns out that both of these processes are extremely difficult to do on a digital computer. A digital computer computes on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. However, photosynthesis takes place at the molecular level, where we have electron waves that are much too complicated for zeros and ones, zeros and ones. You need a quantum computer to duplicate photosynthesis. And the same thing for the question of nitrogen fixing to create fertilizer. Now, at the turn of the last century, in Germany, chemists there were able to create an artificial fertilizer plant. By heating it up, by putting it under enormous pressure, they were able to take nitrogen from the air and create ammonia. And from ammonia, you can create fertilizer to feed the world. That created the first green revolution. Believe it or not, about 50% of the atoms of your body, 50% of the atoms of your body are due to this process. Life, industrial life, would be impossible without this process. But it's running out. Population keeps rising. This process also creates pollution. We need a second green revolution. And that's where quantum computers can come in. Quantum computers work at the level of molecules, not zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. And they could give us a second green revolution. So who's interested in this technology? Everybody. First, at the gate, we have the automobile industry. Mercedes-Benz wants to use this computer in order to create streamlined cars that have no resistance to air friction. The aerospace industry, therefore, is interested. They want to create supersonic jetliners without the sonic boom. Why don't we have supersonic jetliners? Why can't you simply hop on a plane and go to Japan in just one afternoon? Because of the fear of the sonic boom. The sonic boom would shatter windows, and that's why the Concorde was a failure. The Concorde never really took off, because it was based on 1960s technology. Now we have supercomputers that can model supersonic airflow, so we can have supersonic jetliners without the sonic boom. And then what about medicine? We're talking about attacking cancer. You realize that starting this year, for the first time in history, the government has allowed corporations to market a sensor that can detect 50 types of cancer cells in your blood. Think about it for a moment. How do you know when you have cancer? Well, when you see a tumor, for example, but by that time, it's too late sometimes. By the time a tumor forms, it's pretty advanced. However, wouldn't it be great if you could simply take a simple blood test to detect cancers? Well, we can now detect cancers in that way. The FDA has now approved a process by which you can extract 50 different telltale signs of cancer from a simple blood test. I think that in the future, your toilet will be connected to a quantum computer's device which will analyze your blood and your bodily fluids for cancer cells and tell you that you have cancer growing in your body maybe 10 years before a tumor forms. In other words, cancer, think about it for a moment. The word cancer could be like the word bloodletting or leeches. We don't use leeches anymore. We don't do bloodletting anymore. And so the way of medicine today could be totally turned upside down by quantum computers. In the future, perhaps all our sanitation system is hooked up to quantum computers, which will then analyze to find out where we have outbreaks of cancer. Not to mention the fact that this also influences the aging process. Do you know that we now know why we age? For generations, it was speculation why we age. Was it a magic potion? Evil spirits? Why do we get old? Why do we have to have wrinkles and eventually die? Well, it's because of error. Errors build up in cells, genetic errors, errors of proteins. Errors build up at the molecular level, a level that cannot be seen and analyzed by digital computers, which compute on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. We're talking about attacking aging at the molecular level. This is incredible. For the first time in history, we're at the verge of being able to understand why we get old. And that's another reason why I'm believing that this is going to change everything. Also, the disease of the century, many people think is Alzheimer's disease. People are getting old. And by the time you're in your 80s, a good fraction of the people in their 80s have Alzheimer's disease, which is a horrible, horrible disease. It robs you of your most precious possession, your memories, your cherished memories. And eventually, it kills you. Well, we now have a new angle to attack Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is associated with a gummy substance called the amyloid protein, which gums up the brain. Many people thought that caused Alzheimer's disease. But it's possible to have gum in your brain and still be clear. So there's not a one-to-one relationship between amyloid proteins and Alzheimer's. So what's the problem? Recently we found out that there are at least two kinds of amyloid proteins, which gums up the brain. One molecule curls to the left. The other molecule curls to the right. It's the right-handed one, apparently, that is associated with Alzheimer's disease. The left-handed one is harmless. That would explain the mystery of how it's possible that your brain could be gummed up and yet you're clear with no problems at all. So this could be then done at the molecular level. Quantum computers can then begin the process of separating out the left-handed and the right-handed versions of the amyloid protein. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is something very simple, and that is Mother Nature is a quantum computer. Photosynthesis, food production, cancer, antibiotics, all these things take place at the molecular level. And what can digital computers do to decipher this? Nothing. And that's the reason why we believe that this could be the next big thing, which will change our life. So find out about what all the fuss is about. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, about how quantum computers will change everything. Get a copy. It's hitting the bookstores this week. Get a copy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden had an odd ending to his speech earlier today on gun safety.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
That was after wrapping up comments on his administration's efforts to combat gun violence. Conservative activists are pouncing on the statement, noting Queen Elizabeth died last year. Passengers at DFW Airport were evacuated today due to what is being called a technical error. Airport officials said an alert was mistakenly activated in Terminal E, asking travelers to leave the building. Employees made announcements after the error to say there was no actual emergency, but not before some people had already left. Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. The engineers say the transmission will serve no purpose, and it would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As I mentioned, this week, my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, hits the bookstores. And it's about the next generation which will change everything of computer technology. The first generation of computer technology was very slow, very primitive. We calculated on sticks, on levers, pulleys, string, whatever we could, we would use that to compute and calculate and keep track of things. It was a very slow process. The most advanced adding machines, you turn the crank. And turning the crank, slowly the gears would perform addition and subtraction. Well, that was stage one. Stage two happened because of World War II. The Germans had fielded a new kind of code, a machine called the Enigma, and they were able to transmit information and instructions to the far-flung Nazi Empire. So, the Allies were caught totally off guard. Once again, Germany has shown that it was one of the leaders in this kind of technology. So what did they do? They asked a scientist, a mathematician, to crack the code to save the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. Alan Turing was the genius, the mathematical genius, who set into motion the second great wave when we use electricity and we use binary, that is zeros and ones, in order to crack the Nazi code. He did. And as a consequence, he probably shortened the length of World War II by 2 years. Get this. If it wasn't for Alan Turing and the building of the second generation computer, World War II might have ended in 1947 rather than 1945, with the loss of thousands and thousands of lives lost needlessly because we could not crack the German code. Well, history shows that we did crack it. Alan Turing was successful in cracking the Enigma code. We knew Hitler's war plans. As a consequence, we were prepared for the Battle of Normandy. We were prepared for the decisive battles that won World War II. But by the way, appendix to this, we should point out that it has a sad ending. After the war, Alan Turing's work was classified. Nobody knew that his path-breaking work on computer technology helped to save the lives of thousands of people and helped to win the war. Well, one day, there was a burglary in Alan Turing's house. And the police came to investigate, and they found evidence that Alan Turing was gay. As a consequence, he was arrested. Here was the hero of World War II arrested, put on trial, and he was found guilty of being gay, which was illegal in England at that time. And as a consequence, he was forced to take experimental treatments. Treatments that basically would turn him into a woman. He grew breasts, for example, and he got depressed. Very depressed. And one day, they found that he committed suicide. He ate an apple and laced the apple with poison, cyanide, and he ate from the apple. Some people think that the symbol of Apple computers, which is an apple with a bite taken out of it, is a tribute to Alan Turing, the man who helped to win World War II by creating the second generation computer, the digital computer. But you see, the digital computer has now run its race. It's now going to be part of a museum because digital computers are going to be replaced by quantum computers that compute not on transistors, but compute on atoms. And that's what we're talking about. So find out what all the fuss is about by getting a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, about the time when we use atoms to compute, to solve the mystery of cancer, aging, space travel, all these things from a quantum computer. The book is Quantum Supremacy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As I mentioned, my latest book is called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation, the coming generation of supercomputers, and it means a digital computer could become a piece of junk. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. And the company or the nation that perfects a real viable quantum computer will dominate the world economy. So find out what about all the fuss is about by getting a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy. By the way, I should also point out, people ask the question, why are these computers so powerful? Well, they compute on atoms, not transistors, and atoms in turn exist in the multiverse. They exist not in one place, but many places simultaneously. Now, when you were a kid, you learned that you cannot be two places at the same time. Actually, we fooled you. It turns out you can be two places at the same time. Electrons do it all the time. In fact, that's called electronics. That's why we have lasers. That's why we have transistors. That's why we have the internet, GPS, all the wonders of electronics. Because of the fact that the electron can be two places at the same time. In other words, this is the multiverse. Electrons live in parallel universes. It computes in parallel universes, and that gives them the power of the internet. So why is it that quantum computers are so powerful? Because they compute not just in one universe, but they compute in the multiverse. We'll find out what all that means by getting a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy. Well, what I'd like to do now is take a few listener phone calls. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then go to my website, first of all, is mkaku.org, and give us a call. And maybe you can get on national radio. So, let's take a few listener phone calls.
Hi, my name is Bruce. And I listen to you on KFQD, and I'm from Suffern, New York. You say that, I have a question, you say that a particle is smaller, you know, is one of the smallest things, and I think your theory of string theory is that the wave or the string is the smallest thing there is. do you think there's anything smaller than that? Or do you think a string is actually the smallest thing there is? It seems like there's always something bigger, and then there's always something smaller. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question for which I don't have a definitive answer. However, people who work in string theory, and I'm one of them, believe that the string is the smallest object. Now, let's take a look at the atom. The atom is about 10 to the minus 8 centimeters across. You got that? That is the size of an atom, about 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. But what is smaller than the atom is the nucleus. So how small is the nucleus? The nucleus is about 10 to the minus 13 centimeters across. So you see that it is much smaller than an atom. So the nucleus is extremely tiny. Now the question is, how small is a string? A string is 10 to the minus 33 centimeters across. That is called the Planck length. We think that the Planck length is the ultimate length. That is, you cannot get smaller than the Planck length, 10 to the minus 33 centimeters. Now, of course, this is speculation. We don't have proof yet. We don't have experimental proof that string theory is correct, but it is the only game in town. Now, some people say, well, maybe I don't like string theory. Give me an alternative. Well, there is none. In other words, yes, there are critics of string theory, but they have no proposal of their own. You know, when I was a child, we used to use the expression, put up or shut up. In other words, if you believe in something, prove it. Prove it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. And that's my basic attitude. And that is, if you have a criticism, okay, you can criticize. It's a free country. But something better than that is to propose an alternative. At the present time, there is none. Why is that? Because every time you take gravity, Einstein's theory of gravity, and combine it with the quantum theory, you get nonsense. The theory explodes. The only theory which is finite is string theory. You can combine the quantum theory with Einstein's theory of gravity, and you get beautiful answers. That doesn't mean it's correct, but one day, I think we will prove it by finding what is called dark matter. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. And once again, if you call 612-564-8135, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on national radio and the internet, you can ask a question or make a comment by giving us a call. The call-in number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, your thoughts will be heard across the country. Give us a call. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Mike from Northern Michigan again. I'd like to know your thoughts on desalinization. Is it time for the government to invest in it? There's a lot of buzz. Freshwater aside, we got two industrial flammable gases, and can we use the precipitate to further process and ionize sodium to make electric batteries? Your thoughts, please. Thank you.
Well, first of all, desalinization is definitely on the agenda. I do a lot of traveling, and I go to the Middle East, for example, Saudi Arabia and Dubai. And in Dubai, you're in the middle of a desert. Think about that. You're in the middle of the desert, but you see fountains everywhere spewing out tremendous amounts of water. You can visit the tallest building on the planet Earth. That's right. The tallest building on the planet Earth is in Dubai. And at the base of that building, there's a huge fountain spraying water in all sorts of geometric patterns. Very beautiful. Well, desalinization is definitely on the agenda, but let's be real about this. The bottom line is economics. In other words, it has to be competitive with other forms of energy production or else it never gets off the ground. And mass production is going to be part of the equation. By mass producing this technology, you can reduce the cost. Now, for those who are not familiar, you take salt water from the ocean and heat it up. You can use sunlight, for example, to heat up the process. And water, of course, vaporizes, and you can extract the water from that, leaving salt and different kinds of impurities. So the Saudis have invested heavily in desalinization. Many of the cities in the Middle East, because they are oil rich, use that oil money to drive desalinization plants. Now, the bottom line is money. It has to be competitive. So we'll see. Time will tell. Some people say that the price of desalinization is still a little bit high, but given the stakes, given the fact that the destiny of nations may depend upon desalinization, people are giving it a very whole, cold, hard look. In other words, the decisive factor will be the economics. Okay, well, let's move on because we have a bunch of phone calls coming in. Let's go on.
My name is Ryan, and I'm listening on 991 FM in Thousand Palms. And I just had a question regarding time travel. I read somewhere that that there was a consensus from scientists that theoretical time travel was possible, but that you would not be able to change the past. I was just wondering if there was any information about that or anything you read or heard regarding that. And why wouldn't the past be able to be changed? Thank you.
Einstein said that time is like a river. A river that flows, it speeds up and slows down. That's called special relativity. So the river of time can change, but the river of time can also have whirlpools. Whirlpools in the river of time, and that is the possibility of time travel. And then the river of time can also fork into two rivers, giving you a quantum theory of time travel. Now, believe it or not, there are many solutions, hundreds of solutions of Einstein's equations, which give you time travel. But there's a catch. There's always a catch to this. And that is that when the universe undergoes a time travel scenario, there's a possibility of creating all sorts of paradoxes. So what happens if you go backwards in time and kill yourself in the past? If you killed yourself when you were a child, then how could you grow up to become an adult to go backwards in time and kill yourself as a child? You have all these paradoxes. Now, the way out of these paradoxes is to invoke quantum mechanics. If the river of time forks into two rivers, it means that there are no paradoxes. If you go backwards in time and save the life of Abraham Lincoln at the Ford Theater, you've saved the other Abraham Lincoln. Your Abraham Lincoln did die. He was assassinated. But this other universe opens up. This is called the multiverse. So in a multiverse solution of Einstein's equations, there are no paradoxes. The universe simply splits in half. Now, Stephen Hawking wrote about this, and he said that, well, he doubted that time travel was possible, because if you go backwards in time, you could then go back a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and create a loop, an infinite loop. Energy builds up in the loop, and the thing blows up. So he said that time travel is probably not possible because of all the loops that are formed when you go backwards in time, causing the universe to blow up. Well, that's not very pleasant, is it? But if you invoke the quantum theory now, then the river of time may fork into two rivers. It never creates a loop. That would be the solution to this problem of going backwards in time and creating a paradox, or going backwards in time and creating a time loop, which would then explode the universe. Now, of course, we don't have a time machine, so we can't prove it. But there are at least two ways to deal with this paradox. One, to admit that, yes, the paradox is real. Time travel is not possible. The other possibility is that, well, time travel may be possible, but you have to go to a parallel universe. You cannot go back to your own universe. You essentially split the universe in half, and that's how you resolve the time travel paradox. Well, we run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this week, my book, Quantum Supremacy, hits the bookstores. This week, the first major book about a technology of the future, Quantum Supremacy, about quantum computers.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.